0102.
Call Refilwe on 011
883 0702.
As we do on a Sunday morning, we talk personal finance with certified financial planner Paul Rolifsa. And I'm curious, have you spotted the opportunities, the gaps to get some kind of tax deduction when it comes to working from home? That's exactly what Paul Rolifsa is unpacking for us. And of course, if you're curious about what exactly qualifies as a deduction during these COVID-19 working from home times, do drop us an SMS. 31702 is the line you can send, the number you can send that to, or call us directly on 011-883-0702. Good morning, Paul Rolifsa.
Good morning, Rafiwe. Yes, and it's such an important new event, I think.
Yeah.
We're all working at home. COVID has pushed a lot of us into the home space. And yes, it's going to open up in this new norm a new way that, or possibility of us presenting an expense to SARS in terms of our tax return every year.
Yeah, exactly. So we look at these expenses that we've incurred as we work from home. Just explain to us how we can claim these deductions on our tax returns. What does it look like?
Okay, well, first of all, you need to be in the space of your home more than half of the tax year. So it comes with conditions.
Okay.
And certainly, SARS is going to make sure that it's an authentic deduction. So it starts with your employer, who will then need to prove in writing. You'd have to prove that your employer authorizes you to work from home.
So that looks like a letter on a company.
Just a company letterhead,
okay,
clearly stating that they authorize you to do that. Now, already from last year through the lockdown, I think most of us were working from home more than half the year. But SARS will want us to make you need to make sure that you can prove to SARS that you spent more than half of the tax year,
okay,
working from home. That's another condition as well.
Mm-hmm.
So with those two in place, you now set yourself up for a possible tax deduction. And obviously, this is always determined by SARS in terms of how they view things.
Okay.
But that home space that you work from must clearly be identifiable. You know, SARS walked into your house, he must talk, whoever is the representative, must walk into your house and clearly see that is a home office. It can't be your dining room table or, you know, that favorite chair of yours in the lounge.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you deem it to be home. It's got to be clearly identifiable. And all the furnishings that are necessary for your home work experience, your computers, printers, and the like, need to be in that office. Now, if you comply with that, mm-hmm, you actually set yourself up for a very nice possible deduction.
Mm-hmm.
And what actually happens there is that the space that you allocate for that home office needs to be a percentage or identified as a percentage of the total space in your home.
Okay.
And you need to clear that one up very clearly, because then it's going to apply to certain expenses that you can claim.
All right. Run us through those expenses.
Okay. Basically, you can deduct if you're renting your property or if you have interest on your bond. If you own the property, the interest that you pay for the bond is deductible.
Okay.
The rent, if you're renting, is deductible.
Mm-hmm.
Any repairs to the premises, we're talking about, you know, you might have a roof repaired and or, you know, repainted the house, etc. Those kinds of repairs are definitely deductible, along with your rates and taxes,
okay,
your lights and water account. Any charges, you may have a helper or an assistant,
sure,
that helps cleaning up the place.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly that is part of the costs. Your internet costs, very, very important. And insurance on the home and security on the home too. Any running costs that are incurred in terms of maintaining your house are included. Now, you carry those up for the whole of the year and then apply that percentage of floor space that the office holds,
okay,
to those expenses. And then there is a section on the tax return called other deductions. And if you can prove all those expenses in a schedule to SARS,
mm-hmm,
and claim it through that other deduction section, and I think you set yourself up for a very good possibility of a tax deduction.
Absolutely. I mean, yesterday we were talking about exactly that, the cost that employees have incurred as they work from home. And, you know, various people calling in and saying, you know, I wish my company would either subsidize my data, give me a dongle, just to make life easier for me. And the counter argument to that was, well, the money, the cost that you're no longer incurring because of not having to travel to work, should offset that. But I think because, you know, financial pressures abound for so many South Africans, this is a really helpful development.
Yes, no, certainly. And the sort of thread through it all is that if you are paying expenses to do your work, it becomes a very justifiable deduction against tax, against that taxable earnings. Mm. So I think there's a very strong legitimacy around this. And if the costs and expenses are passed on to you, well, then I think we should be leaning on our tax deductibility at the same time.
Fantastic stuff. Thanks, Paul, for giving us a heads up. If you didn't know it yet, the opportunities that working from home gives you for tax deductions.